In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. This past Tuesday, we celebrated the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, and today the Church calls us to continue in remembrance of that feast. And around a little background on for those of you who might want to have your memory refreshed about this, in about 325 AD, when the Empress Helen went to Jerusalem to find the true cross, she ordered all those pagan temples and statues to be destroyed and then searched for the place where the Lord was crucified for quite some time. Eventually, they found the place and excavations were begun and three crosses were discovered. And not knowing which one was the Lord's and which were the two thieves' crosses that he was crucified between, suddenly a funeral procession just happened to be passing by. And the patriarch of Jerusalem at that time, whose name was Makarios, ordered that each cross be placed on the corpse in the funeral procession. And the first two crosses were laid on this corpse and nothing happened. But when the third cross was placed on the corpse, the dead one rose back to life again. And by this they knew that it was the true cross of the Lord. And as word spread throughout the city, so many tens of thousands of people thronged around the place where the true cross was, that it was impossible for everyone even to see it. And so Patriarch Makarios had those with him help him, and they lifted the cross up high enough so that everyone could see it and venerate it. And then the Empress Helen had a church built over the Holy Sepulchre, and it was finished on September 13th, 335 AD. And so the following day, September 14th, a great feast was celebrated in the church dedicated to the Exaltation of the Cross, and the Holy Church has been celebrating this ever since with great solemnity and reverence. And as our Lord said today in the Gospel of Mark, "Whosoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." In fact, Luke, I think it is, says, "Take up his cross daily." Each time we say the Lord's Prayer, we say the lines, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So the Holy Fathers tell us that that in denying ourselves, we are striving to do God's will rather than our own fallen will. In other words, to please God rather than to please ourselves. For example, it might be a fast day and our stomach might be insisting that it very desperately needs a hamburger. And it's really like that image of the little devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder that are both whispering to us. You know, the little devil is whispering, "Go ahead and eat the hamburger. You know, God doesn't care. Nobody will see you, you know," and all that. That's like cheating at solitaire, by the way. But then there's the little angel on the other shoulder who's saying, no, keep the fast for the sake of Christ, you know. And of course, we succeed in denying ourselves when we follow our conscience to do the right thing. So taking up our cross, of course, means not all of us are called to the actual shedding of our blood as the early martyrs or even in recent times, but it means to bear with patience all the various struggles that come our way. So whether through, you know, a hardship of some kind or an illness or some other difficulty, God permits us to have struggles much in the same way that he permitted righteous Job to have temptations. And because Job was patient and persevering, Satan was defeated, and God restored everything to Job. And so if we're patient and persevering, God will help us too to overcome all the temptations of the evil one. Following Christ means to try and practice all the commandments that Christ has given us, both in the Holy Scriptures and through the Holy Church. In other words, to observe the great feasts and the fasting times throughout the year, to confess our sins and receive Holy Communion as often as possible, and to do good deeds and give alms regularly. The other gospel today is concerning the two great commandments: thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So it might seem in a way that these two themes of the cross and all this struggle and difficulties and everything is very different from all this warm, fuzzy, you know, love of God and love of neighbor and so forth. But actually, they're very closely linked together. Remember that our Lord said, as we read in John 15, verse 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." So we see that real love is based upon sacrifice rather than just pleasing ourselves. And just as Christ and his apostles and saints down through the ages sacrificed themselves for our sakes, so too we are called to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of others. Now this might sound very lofty and not always easy to do, but God knows that we are imperfect and in need of his help. In a recent article that appeared in the magazine The Orthodox Word, writer Alexander Kachenko talks about another aspect of these two great commandments. He says that when Christ says, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," Kachenko observes that many Christians today don't know how to love themselves and sometimes don't even want to. And after all, how can we love our neighbor or even God if we are unable to even love ourselves? And of course, we're not talking about self-love, because that's actually sinful, where it's me first. I'm going to get my needs taken care of, the heck of everybody else. That's the wrong kind of loving oneself. Christ isn't referring to that. But the saying goes, hate the sin, but love the sinner. And we have to love even sinners like ourselves. After all, God loves us, and we're sinners. He forgives us, and we're sinners. So we're not greater than God, So if God's going to forgive us and love us, then I think we're kind of obliged, to also follow suit and try to be patient with ourselves and not beat ourselves up too badly. As St. Seraphim of Sarov said regarding this, he says, "We must condescend to our soul in its weaknesses and imperfections and endure our shortcomings as we endure those of others. However, we must also not become lazy, but force ourselves to be better." And it's one of those mysterious paradoxes that even when we don't feel like doing good, even if we feel bad, we still need to make the effort to do good. As Kachenko says in his article, because when you're doing good, Christ is always standing there right beside you. So may God's blessings be with you always as we make the effort to deny ourselves, take up our cross, follow Christ, and love God, our neighbor, and ourselves. Glory be to our God.